In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good morning, everyone. This morning's gospel is about a brave man who has a high distinction and honor, and he is known for his bravery out in the battlefield. And today we see his bravery of faith. This man was the centurion. A centurion is equivalent to a captain in the army. He is called the centurion from the same word of century, which means 100. So a centurion was in charge of a centuria, meaning 100 soldiers. In the Greek, it's called the ekatondarchos, from ekato, so 100. So this centurion was in charge of giving orders to 100 soldiers, at least. He was a man of high status. He had many connections in the empire. He answered to the emperor, and he was governing in that area. And as we know, the Romans were in the Judaic lands. So as Christ is in Capernaum, which is one of the cities near Jerusalem, the centurion comes to him. He comes to Christ, who is known to be the healer within the Jewish people. And we know a centurion who is of the Roman Empire is from a pagan world, a world that believes in many gods who are powerful and have swords and can have chariots of fire and all these things. But he comes to the humble man who is walking among the Jews. Something completely different from what he was accustomed to. And he calls him Lord. The only other person that he can call Lord is the emperor himself. Yet someone who is a soldier of the emperor dared to defy the emperor and call Christ, someone who is humble and walking among these people, Lord. So here he takes a risk. Why? Because his servant is sick. Many times we come to church not to only pray for ourselves, but we pray for others. Whether in this life or the next, we pray for everyone. And here the centurion comes to Christ. He doesn't come to anyone else but to Christ. And he says, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, and he's in terrible distress. And Christ does something very remarkable in this sense. He says, I will come to your house and I will heal him. Now I say this is remarkable because in the Jewish mindset, no Jew would walk into a Gentile home. It was not allowed. It was not accustomed to. That's why when Christ was in the praetorium and he was going to be suffering, not all the Jews went inside the praetorium. So here Christ exceeded all boundaries. Nothing stopped him from going to heal the servant. And the same with us. There's no boundaries between us and Christ except the ones that we ourselves put up. He puts no boundaries with us in terms of his love and boundless humility and love for us. Yet the soldier was very humble and says, I am not worthy for you to come into my house, but just say the word and he will be healed. And here it shows his faith. The centurion, who is used to commanding, a centurion commands 100 people, and he goes to be commanded himself. Here is a leader who goes to follow. And a good leader is a good follower. And he goes to Christ, and he says to him, just say the word. Because this is a man who speaks the word, and it happens. The centurion says, go over here, and go attack this place. And they are to listen to him. Yet he humbles himself and goes to Christ, who is the emperor of all. He's the Pantocrator. He is the commander of commanders. And he goes to Christ. And that took a lot of guts. So here we see that Christ is amazed by this man's faith. And he says, not even in Israel have I seen such faith, the people who are close to me. So here we see that we need to go to Christ in our hardships. And He is the commander that could lead us into the battle of life, into the battle of our hard times. He is our centurion times a million, because He commands all the people in the world. And a lot of times we try to command our lives. We try to be at the steering wheel of life all the time. And if we are at the steering wheel and Christ is in the passenger seat, we need to switch seats. We need to let Christ drive. We need to put our trust in Christ and know that we can't always control everything. We are responsible for our actions, but we cannot control everything that goes around us. And next we see that Christ has no boundaries and He loves us unconditionally. And we are the ones that need to put away the boundaries that we put ourselves, boundaries such as pride. And we too can lead others to Christ. But first we must follow Him just like the centurion. Have a blessed day.